Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Local Live. My name's Steve, and I'll be your host for tonight. Normally, you might hear me on Fast and Bulbous on Thursday nights. You might hear me on Monday nights on Blue Monday or Sunday morning on Off the Charts. But, man, we have a special treat for you guys tonight. And been looking forward to this one for a couple months. We booked this one some time ago, and here they are right in front of me here in the studio, a band I've seen many, many times. And tonight we have with us Leroy McQueen and the Vatos Supreme. Leroy is right behind me here in the studio, and I'm not sure what he's doing, but he's ready to go, I think.
Hey, Paso!
He is ready. All right, guys. So what we're going to do here is we're going to go ahead and kick it off with one song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk for a little bit after we do this tune. Are we ready to go, fellas?
Yeah, sounds great.
Right on. All right, guys. Get ready for a real treat here. This is Leroy McQueen and the Vatos Supreme.
Back me a sec.
Ladies and gentlemen, in WFHB Radio Land, we're Leroy McQueen and the Vato Supreme. Thanks for tuning in and joining us.
I've been hustling in this holler, squeeze corn to raise a dollar, drink all you want, you never go blind. Hustle in this holler, squeeze corn to raise a dollar, and I'll sell it on the mountain sunny side. When that sheriff picks me up, just get him good and drunk, and we'll truck it to Texarkana line. I got a girl in Minnesota where the snowy winds blow. I got a girl in Austin, Texas where the sunshine is gold. I ain't got a woman 1,100 miles in between. Hey, Sheriff, I'll leave town just as soon as your stupid Halifax's off of me. Pack me a sack with provisions that I need. Roll of papers, Mary Jane, and liquor in my canteen. Liquor in my canteen, that's what I need. Roll of papers, Mary Jane, liquor in my canteen. Roll of papers, Mary Jane, corn liquor in my canteen. Get Jane, liquor in my canteen. Rolling papers, Mary Jane, corn liquor in my canteen. Rolling papers, Mary Jane, and liquor in my canteen. Rolling papers, Mary Jane, and won't you get one more chug? Jane, liquor in my canteen. Rolling papers, Mary Jane, corn liquor in my canteen. Rolling papers, Mary Jane, liquor in my canteen. Rolling papers, Mary Jane, corn liquor in my canteen.
All right, all right. That is song number one tonight. Leroy, tell us the name of that tune. Who wrote that?
The name of that tune is called Pack Me a Sack, parentheses, liquor in my canteen. That is an original little ode I composed in honor of Jimmy Martin.
Wonderful. Jimmy Martin. Boy, there's a great old name for bluegrass. So, you guys, where's all this come from?
What do you mean?
All this country music here in Bloomington, Indiana from you.
Well, honestly, I grew up watching infomercials for Golden Classic Country Hits, and that was my first introduction to a lot of this music. And they had, you know, like the commercial and the video, the old, you know, black and white video that they had, and they would like play a little bit of the song. And so I got a lot of these hooks in my head as a kid. And then, you know, just growing up in Bloomington, like in punk rock, and then the natural progression into country, you know, and going to shows and seeing people perform and wanting to do that and just taking life by the horns and getting up there and shaking what you got, you know.
Well, you've done that. I know y'all can't see this on the radio, but let me just say this in honor of our friend Leroy today. I'm also wearing my shades just like he does.
All right, thank you.
And then I should also mention that we had a little dancing going on here in the studio. If you haven't seen the band before, Leroy does get out and shake his butt a little bit on the dance floor while he's playing the guitar. Hey, let's introduce everybody all around. We got
Let's start with on the drum set from Indianapolis, Indiana. Eric Fox.
Yeah.
That's right. And then to his right in Radioland, he's just anywhere to you. This is Wes Eberhard from Indianapolis, Indiana on the bass. To his right is Peter Doyle from South Bend, Indiana. He's a staple here in the Bloomington music community playing Telecaster lead guitar.
And if you haven't seen Pete out playing somewhere in this town, I would be truly shocked. He just seems like he's with every band, and who doesn't want a great guitar player after all? So tell us a little bit about the recording process. You started to record an album, and then you stopped recording an album. Then what happened with all that?
So we started recording an album, and then COVID happened. And I'm the executive producer of the album, so there wasn't anybody saying, hey, we've got to have these deadlines met, yada, yada, yada. And I just wanted to take my time. I knew that I had something special, and I didn't want to just, like, make a cruddy Bloomington country punk rock album. Like, I've seen that before. They're great, but I wanted to do something a little more driven. And when I knew that I was the executive producer for this, I could take all the time I wanted and try to learn as I went tips and tricks to, hey, how can I have the best singing studio sessions? How can I, you know, really work with everybody? And you know, just I took my own time to do it and tried to perfect it. Worked with Greg Moore at Noisy Chair and next door with Rich Mapurgo. That was a great winning combination for my type of studio style. Mm-hmm. And in conjunction with producing with Jerry, you know, like we took our time, Jerry Miller, we took our time and really just, you know, we took our time. There was nobody pressuring us. So we had fun. And yes, it took a while because of COVID, you know, and then once we found somebody to master it, to mix and master it, and that was Rich right next door to Greg Moore, you know, it.
Well, here it is. We've got
it's
out, and now
the real question is: when is your remix auto tune version of the album going to come out?
We
need that.
There may or may not be a little of that already on there, but just a faint amount so it sounds natural.
George Strait did it. It's fine.
Yeah. George Strait did.
Eric, you seem to fit in right well here with these guys. How did you get mixed up with these guys? You're the new kid.
I met Leroy like 5 years ago. We did live band karaoke up in Indianapolis at Duke's.
I can't remember why I asked you, but you were available.
They found me. But it was a lot of fun. We got together real well. I know we did a rehearsal a couple years ago, and Peter was there too. Just didn't work out.
Yeah, for a show that like we kept getting booted like hours later, and we were just like, nah, we're not that band anymore.
Well, I think we can stand to hear. I think we stand to hear a little bit more music. I know people out there are dying to hear another tune or two.
And I would stand to hear a little more guitar.
if you could throw down about, I don't know, give us about 10 minutes worth of tunes right here.
Sure. All right. This one's Holy Smoke.
Holy Smoke. All right.
Sun is shining over Tennessee. I'm going home, Lord, to see my baby. Her love is sweet like a tangerine. I'm going north, Lord, to see.
my best jeans and my best boots. When you pave the Soldier Road, you're gonna name it.
Chopping wood.
see with a loaded gun. Hey! Can't go home, I can't go home, can't go home, no one's waiting for me, no one to miss me when I'm gone. Can't go home, I can't go, take your time. Tell you what will happen, boys, I'd throw it down just the one last time. Bring me on back to that home of mine. Say, now if I had just the one last coin, I'd tell you what will happen, boys, I'd throw it down just the one last time. Bring me on back to that home of mine. And I can't go home.
Outstanding, fellas. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
So a couple little things here I want to ask you about. Get a little personal here with
Let's
you.
Let's get into it.
Let's get personal. What do you say? All right, I'm gonna start with Pete over here. Pete, what's the last record that you intended to listen to? The last music that you put on that you plan to listen to?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think now. Probably I picked up a Jesse Daniels record from Landlocked last week, Counting the Miles. So
okay.
I spun that the other day.
So that's yours?
Yeah.
All right. How about you, Wes?
I listened to that new Petty album, the new Long After Dark thing. That's what I listened to last.
Okay.
New Tanks. Yeah, that's cool.
Guess whose turn it is now?
All right. This is a little bit of a not related to those. New Bermuda by Def Heaven.
Okay.
I just went back to my like hardcore metal roots, and it just put it on and just let it take me somewhere.
Cool.
Nice.
Leroy?
Well, let's think about that. I've got to be quick here. We're on the air. Shucks. Okay, let's see. Probably an Adam Carroll record. I was listening to a mixture of some of his albums, and I was listening to the tribute album that they made for him, and he's not sick or and he's not dead. So,
all right.
That alone just like sets that guy on a level.
There you go.
He is really impressive, and I really like his songwriting.
That's cool. I always like to ask that because people are always surprised, you know, because you don't like listen to what you do necessarily,
sure.
You know.
With that said, Peter had a great segue here. Ladies and gentlemen, out in Radio Land, WFHB Radio Land, you can go to Landlocked Music and pick up this album of Leroy McQueen and the Vato Supreme. They have been very good to us, giving us prominent display space. We have CDs available, vinyl available, and if you can't go to Landlocked, you can always go to our Bandcamp page or our website, bandcamp.com/TheVatosSupreme or TheVatosSupreme.com.
I guess I don't have to ask any questions. He's going to answer them all before I even get them out.
He also has framed headshots. And signed by the artist himself. So.
Yeah. And new music being recorded and coming out soon.
That's my next question. Well, okay, I'm just going to go on home now, and you can just keep answering questions without me asking them.
All right. Yeah.
Good. No, I've never had that happen before. So let's see. Where can we get your music? Oh, no. Are you working on anything new? Oh, no.
Scenarios.
Hang on here. Let's see. Oh, yeah. What's the future hold for the Vato Supreme? You guys got live gigs scheduled? Anything coming up that we can tell people about?
Yeah, we've got a porthole gig on December 7th, and that's with the illustrious Lexi Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Leroy and Lexi with the Vato Supreme.
Okay.
Good time. Coming out porthole December 7th, Saturday. And Actually, I can make this announcement now. There's no better time than now. I have a series of radio interviews at X-Ray FM in Portland, Oregon, coming up in about a week or two. And I have an expose showcase at a very fine mansion of maybe 7,000 square feet that we will be transforming into an event space for this show. And it's my Portland, Oregon debut.
All right. Well, that sounds big.
Yeah. That's all right. That's on the, if anybody's interested, it's RSVP only. Or if you know anybody in Portland that would like this music, it is on the 16th of November. There you go.
All right. Thank you. You guys got a short one you want to play to take us out of here?
Oh, we're getting out of here?
You want to give us one more short one?
We can. What's on the?
We got 545 and McGowan.
Ooh, which one do you want to get? Which one do you guys want to do? McGowan Rogers Road or?
McGowan would be pretty cool. Yeah, that's just me, though. That's just me, though.
Okay. Right. Oh, hold on a second. Ooh, baby. Sorry, Steve.
It's all right. We're obviously well rehearsed. We are live here in the studio. If you don't believe it, just keep listening. It's
And if that's been out the whole time, God, I feel like an idiot. But, you know, that's we're rolling with it tonight. So.
We are. No. Everything's good. We are local, we're live, and we're having a good time. And
I'm having a ball.
I can always just chat with Wes for a while.
This song's about, well, you will find out. It's a local Monroe, Brown County area.
All right. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Just east of town off 46, there's a place I like to go. To the waterfowl resting area on McGowan Road. No trespassing October 1 to April 15. And if you ever wondered where I was, this is where I'd be. And on the backside there's a dirt road where I like to sing and pick guitar. Cause nobody ever goes back there except the DNR. And there are some duck blinds you can check out for which wildlife to see. And if you ever wondered where I was, this is where I'd be. When my time has perished, when I'm all packed up to go, let my spirit go down right down McGowan Rogers Road to the overlook of the reservoir, Pine Grove Lake Monroe. Let my spirit go run wild down McGowan Rogers Road. Run it! Ways on McGowan now turns into Rogers Road. It's the back way out to TC Steel and to circle back on home. And there's an overlook at sunset I think hungry hearts should see. And if you ever wondered where I was, this is where I'd be. And there's that dirt road on the backside where I go to sing and pick guitar. Cause nobody ever goes back there except for DNR. And there's some duck blinds check out from which wildlife to see. And if you ever wondered where I was, this is where I'd be. When my time's perished, when I'm all packed up to go, let my spirit go run wild down McGowan Rogers Road to the overlook of the reservoir, Pine Grove Lake Monroe. Let my spirit go run wild down McGowan Rogers Road. Come on, show up. Road, she's a hard one after heavy rains and snows. And don't get caught out after dark counting cemetery stones. But you can burn crews, crack a cold one, and you can think of me or don't. When you stare off at the sunset on McGowan Rogers Road. When my
times perish when I'm all packed up to go. Let my spirit go run wild down McGowan Rogers Road to the overlook of the reservoir. McGowan Rogers Road.
Three hits.
Was not ready for that one.
All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks,
tonight.
Guys.
I have really enjoyed this evening with Leroy McQueen and the Vato Supreme. Big thanks to you guys for coming in. Big thanks to our technical crew for the wonderful job that they did under some pretty stressful circumstances that might be my fault. And also thanks to our program coordinator, Ms. Nikki Seven. And this is it for Local Live. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm going to turn it back over to Mark in the studio.
Yeah, thanks a lot, everybody out there. Thanks, WFHB.
Mark, take her away.
It.